if you want to go somewhere and you don't have railroad fare, plane fare, train fare, boat fare, or don't have no fare, period. That's one way of getting there. I've been using the method for 25 years or more, me and old Sonny, and it seems to have paid off.
So hire that, man.
Just walk on.
Well, let's go.
Walk on, walk on. Walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, walk on, I say walk on, I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Well, your mind gets worried when your shoes get thin, you don't know where you're going, but you do know where you've been. Walk on, walk on, walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. I see so many people happy, I can't get used to happiness. Maybe it is true, happiness is not for me, I guess. I'll walk on, walk on. Walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Walk on, sonny boy, walk on, boy. Yeah. I'll walk on, walk on, walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. One more time now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Walk a little further. One more time now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Let's walk together now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Hey!
Welcome back. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM with your host, myself, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, playing you, my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was Working Woman by Working Woman Blues by Valerie June, followed by my personal blues duo favorite, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, playing their track, Walk On. To keep on with the blues hits and associates and keep the ball rolling, we're going to jump up to Chicago, but we're going to go and jump across to the west side. That's right, we're going to hear some of the slick-sounding guitar sound that characterized that west side soul that was epitomized onto vinyl by folks down at Cobra Records and other labels by the like as well. Sometimes Chess picked up a bit on that. So we're going to go to one of the pinnacles of, I think, the west side sound that really characterized it, and that is Buddy Guy. And here's his track, The First Time I Met the Blues. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
I was walking down. every morning, morning, baby. Yeah, 1, 9, 10. Every morning, yeah, 9, 10. Every time I see a man hang around, try to put his feet in my table again. My table, I'm saying you are your poor way. Every evening, give me canvas to my table, right? Go and play a baby for Big Joe, man. I'm gonna tell all your friends in New York, all your next door neighbor. I'm a canvas boy. Yes, I said it, got tea, boy. I'm a canvas boy. Yes, I said it, got tea. If don't do what I said, Ralph, same back 4 weeks in New York City to me. Play your best, man. Look at that, man. Go on, play your best, man. Come on, play it nice. On my table. Look at Ralph, I don't know. You got a station wagon. I don't live in Chicago. I'm gonna feed you next door neighbor.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should be 10:16 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was a Magic Sam number playing What Have I Done Wrong, followed by a Big Joe Williams, that king with the 9-string guitar, that's King Biscuit Stomp. For those of you who don't know, you might not know the significance of that number, or King Biscuit. For those of you who don't know, King Biscuit flower is actually a flower that comes around about from Helena, Arkansas. Now, what might you pray tell is Big Joe Williams doing singing about flower? Well, that has to do with the station that is based out of Helena, Arkansas. Now, it might not have the same kind of repute as those who you would hear who would talk about the Grand Ole Opry, but this station and this program, the King Biscuit program, was broadcast from KFFA Helena in Arkansas, is actually one of the longest running radio programs in U.S. history. It beats out the Grand Ole Opry. And now this program used to run at 12:15 p.m., right? So right around lunchtime, and would broadcast all across the Mississippi Delta, inspiring artists all the way from B.B. King to, let's see, who else have we got on that list? B.B. King, Robert Nighthawk, James Cotton, and Ike Turner. And they would also later go on to play on this show, including, as you can see, Big Joe Williams, who would play on that show as well. And this track was recorded for particularly for that show. So this show, actually, like I said, has run more episodes than the Grand Ole Opry and had such a massive influence in the spreading of the blues and established Helena, Arkansas as a big blues cap, a big blues like pinpoint on the map of the United States. So that's a cool little tidbit for you. And I do recommend you check out some of the history regarding the station, because you will find that some of the biggest blues greats that you've heard have actually walked through those doors and played on that show on the King Biscuit Flower program at 12:15 p.m. So with that little tidbit of blues history, and we did mention the Grand Ole Opry for a bit, I'm sorry to say we kind of deflated some of the mythos of it being like this big cultural radio icon, when there is another and perhaps more important and prominent radio icon, that is KFFA broadcasting the King Biscuit program. I still want to pay homage to a little bit of what country music and that relationship, which we've talked about on the past on this program, the relationship between country music and the blues. So to further illustrate that point, and to not totally throw the Grand Ole Opry under the bus with its it's advertising. We're going to play one of the artists who have played on the Grand Ole Opry for quite some time, who's no longer with us. This is Red Foley and his track, Midnight, a heavily blues-influenced track. So listen to that guitar work.
Midnight, I've spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way, empty and blue. I am so lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh, what a lonely time. I ought to know. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep hours ago. Still I'm crying 'cause I miss you so. Midnight for you.
Me and my babe was talking, and what she said is true. Said it seemed like time's getting tough, like there was in 32. You don't have no job, our bills is past due. So now tell me, baby, what we gonna do? Tough time. Tough time is here once more. Now if you don't have no money, people, you can't live happy no more. I had a good job, working many long hours a week. They had a big layoff, and they got poor me. I'm broken, disgusted, in misery. Can't find a part-time job. Nothing in my house to eat. Tough time. Tough time is here once more. I went down to the grocery store, said I'd get a little more food on time. That man said, wait a minute, see how do we stand? Say, I'm sorry to tell you, you do fall behind. Tough time. Tough time is here once more.
Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bonk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew. Or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bomb, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Welcome back. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was a John Brim number playing Tough Times, a real tune for these times. And after that, we go down to the swamps of New Orleans to hear Dave Bartholomew and his track, The Monkey. Coming up next, we're going to go and play a bit of Chuck Berry, but I'm not going to play any of his rock and roll hits right now, but I'm going to go and play you a track that takes him back to his roots, that is the blues. This is Chuck Berry's number titled Run Around. Hope you dig, here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. there still a chance to make up for our lost romance? Please tell me. Tell me is there still a chance? Or is this forgotten? Then here's my love in advance. Mama, things don't seem the same. Tell me who's the one to blame. Please tell me. Tell me who's the one to blame. Then if I've been mistaken, then I hide my face in shame.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 10:36 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The last, I like to say that the last set I call my back and my fourth and my back set. The reason why is because we heard firstly Chuck Berry's track Run Around, with him going back to his bluesier kind of roots. And then followed by that, we kind of went forward, been away back by hearing Gory Carter from 1949 playing a track called Rock a While. Now this track sounds literally like proto Chuck Berry, but years before Chuck Berry ever hit the scene. And then once again we heard Gory Carter again playing to his roots, that is the legions of guitar, like him amongst the other legions of guitarists which T-Bone Walker inspired. He plays T-Bone Walker inspired licks as well as chord phrasings with his track Tell Me Is There Still a Chance. Carrying on with the blues hits and affiliates and associates, we're going to hear from a blues affiliates, that is Richard Berry and the Pharaohs, and their track, Sweet Sugar You. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Sweet sugar. so desolate and bad. He'd take everything, employment, one thing, and everything they had. He was my man. But he does belong.
Welcome back. The time right about now is 10:45 p.m. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set were from two queens of the blues. So the second last one was Etta James covering, I believe, the Muddy Waters number. I think he was the first one to record it. The Muddy Waters number, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Followed by the mother of the blues, one of the first recording artists to actually get the blues onto, I guess because it didn't have vinyl, then acetate. Was Ma Rainey and her cover of that infamous story of the gambler Staggerly. You've probably heard the Wilson Pickett version, I'm sure. Coming up next, as we come to a close on our blues program for the evening, we're going to go to an artist who personally has inspired me quite a lot and kind of got me tuned to the blues in the first place. That is from Texas, Lightnin' Hopkins, and his track, Death Bells. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Sound like I can hear it, Mom. Damn bell ringing all in my ear. I can hear it in the morning. Death bell ringing all in my ear. Yeah, I knew that I was gonna leave on a chariot, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here. I want you to remember every living creeper. Every living creeper's bound to die. I want you to remember every living creeper. Every living creeper's bound to die. When that chariot come at you, they'll break, run, and try to hide. Mama told me Aunt Sharon. Oh, Lord, coming after you. I'm living, I've been living it for a many years. You know the life I'm living, I've been living it for a many years. I know the charity me, but I didn't know what kind of chariot gonna take me away from here.
Good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. He said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few turns to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Damn my foolish eyes. Is that man's lessons at a price? Oh, sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, a very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
Well, sorry about that. We just had a bit of technical difficulties with the mic. Welcome back. The time around about now on your dial is 10:57 p.m. You've been listening for the last couple of hours, hopefully. You've been listening to 90.3 CKUT FM. The program, of course, is Hotel de Blues, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. I've been your host for this evening. My name is Vishwal Ramakrishnan. I host this program every Tuesday around the same time, same place, 9 p.m., to 11 p.m. So do come back next week and hear some more of your favorite blues tunes, hits, associates, and affiliates, and to hopefully expand your mind about what the blues is and what it can be and what blues is out there. I hope you enjoyed this program. I think today's theme, I guess if I were to pin a theme on it, would be more modern blues. I think I've played a bit more modern blues than I usually do, but then again, I'm not too sure. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed this program, and please do tune in next week. To play us out, we're going to play with a blues associate. This is Barbara Lynn playing a track which the Rolling Stones covered, I believe, on their LP 12x5. I'm pretty sure he's doing that, or Rolling Stones number 2. This is her track, that is, called Ooh Baby. We got a good thing going. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Tune in next week as well.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby, we've got a good thing going. He may talk about me and scandal. This is Easy Sonic Living
on CKUT 90.3, and it's another made from home special here, coronavirus special.
Yeah, we're here in quarantine and we're recording, and we have a special show in which we actually took some of our own recordings from the field.
Yeah, the field slash living room.
Yeah.
And we manipulated them with sound effects to try to make you think something about our current crazy situation we're in right now.
Yeah, I find that because life feels just so very mundane right now, sort of day-to-day, incremental, you know, mm-hmm. kind of slow pace of it, mm-hmm. that putting effects on it is a little bit like doing drugs.
And for me, I layered a bunch of them together, so it's like it seems like more is happening than ever actually.
Yeah. So we all have our coping mechanisms. We hope you enjoy this wonderful hour of sonic exploration.
Anybody home?